Hello. My name is Fiona. I'm married to Jerry and we have three children. I came to the CC Cafe for the first time just before lockdown. I could go to any cafe in the town, but I wanted to come back to CCC because something which I now know to be God was drawing me here. God knew I liked a cup of tea. People were so welcoming, even though I had not been here before. I just wanted to keep coming back. Family life has not been easy over the years because two of our children have additional needs and this can be stressful at times. So many people have helped us over the years and they have gone above and beyond what was asked of them. One day driving home from CCC, I had a light bulb moment. I realized that so many of the people who had gone out of their way to help us were all Christians. I knew there was something missing in my life. I began to realize that God was the piece of the jigsaw that was missing. I knew that God existed, but I didn't have any personal experience until I attended the Alpha course here at CCC. I learned for the first time about who Jesus was and what he had done for me, his life, death, and resurrection. The next week, we were learning about prayer, and in the discussion time, I experienced the presence of God in a powerful way. Afterwards, I sat on the sofas in the foyer for quite a while, trying to make sense of what was happening. One of the leaders gave me a booklet called Why Jesus, and that week at home, as I was reading it, everything fell into place. At home that week, I prayed a prayer asking God to forgive me for my sins, and I put my trust in Jesus Christ, asking God to come into my life. The next Sunday was a baptism service, and I realized that I needed to be baptized. I want to say that God has brought a lot of positive things into my life. Now that I have the Holy Spirit living within me, I feel God's peace because I can hand over all my worries to God. I have been learning about the fruit of the Spirit and I want more of this in my life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. About a month ago, I lost my mum. My faith has helped me. Looking to Jesus, he gives me the strength and comfort to get through this difficult time. I cannot imagine not having Jesus in my life now. I pray to him every day. I want to be baptized tonight because I have put my faith in Jesus and I want to live my life for him.
Come and be baptized.
Okay.
Fiona, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
And in obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of all your sins?
I do.
Do you trust in Christ's death for forgiveness and his resurrection for eternal life?
I do.
And with the help of the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of the Church, do you offer your life in service to God?
I will.
Fiona, upon profession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we thank you for that time when Fiona came in CCC and she experienced the presence and love of God. We thank you that she experienced your presence even before she understood the gospel. But we thank you that she now understands the gospel and she has responded in faith to what she has heard from the Bible. And we pray that now she has the word of God, that you'd also make her confident in the Word, and also that you'd fill her with your Holy Spirit each day. He who began a good work in you, Fiona, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. He is in you, working out his good purposes in your life.
Lord, we want to pray for Fiona, and we want you to bless her, Lord, for her courage today in sharing her story with us all. We also pray that you will help her and Jerry and the rest of the family and draw close to them, Lord. Bless them, pour out your blessing on them, we pray. And we pray that the next few years will be easier for them. We thank you too for Fiona's newfound faith. And thank you, Lord, that that faith is available to anyone who reaches out to you, that you love us with that everlasting love. We remember the words of the Apostle Paul, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us, and he couldn't get over that you would love someone like him. Lord, we are so grateful for your love and for the evidence of that in Fiona's life, and pray that you will continue to help her to grow in her knowledge of you, in her knowledge of your word, and in the challenge of the Christian walk. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.